这是普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将你的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's $9.15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 B 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Jack, how do you like the play?
It's a simple story with a happy ending, but luckily, they had a very strong actor, and he managed to carry the whole play. Have we missed it? The man said it's only 5 blocks away, opposite the bank.
Wait a minute.The Chinese restaurant, the National Bank. There it is, the Radisson Hotel.
Let's meet at 5:20.
Well, could we make it 5:20?
That's a bit late for me. I could manage 5:10.
Okay, see you then.
What time are we leaving for the outing?
I'll phone you tomorrow. I should have everything sorted out by then. Thanks for all you've done for me. Hey, listen, would you like to go to see a film sometime?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love it.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hey, where is everybody?
They took Ben to the park. Where have you been?
Sorry, I'm late. I picked up the cake and it took me longer than I expected. When will the party start?
Ben invited 8 children from school, and they'll arrive at about 2 in the afternoon.
Okay, then. I'll put the candles on the cake and leave it in the kitchen, and then I'll come and help set the table. Hey, where is everybody?
They took Ben to the park. Where have you been?
Sorry, I'm late. I picked up the cake and it took me longer than I expected. When will the party start?
Ben invited 8 children from school, and they'll arrive at about 2 in the afternoon.
Okay, then. I'll put the candles on the cake and leave it in the kitchen, and then I'll come and help set the table.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
So, Macy, how was your holiday?
Oh, we loved it. Tom liked Germany best, but France was my favorite.
So, did Rachel finally go with you?
No, she wasn't able to. She was called away for a business trip to China.
That's a pity. So, where exactly did you go and visit?
Well, we traveled all over, Italy, Spain, and Holland. We even bathed in a Swiss lake.
You did? Really? So, Macy, how was your holiday?
Oh, we loved it. Tom liked Germany best, but France was my favorite.
So, did Rachel finally go with you?
No, she wasn't able to. She was called away for a business trip to China.
That's a pity. So, where exactly did you go and visit?
Well, we traveled all over, Italy, Spain, and Holland. We even bathed in a Swiss lake.
You did? Really?
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Bob, I'm sure you know about secondhand smoke.
Of course, I do.
But have you heard about third-hand smoke?
Third-hand smoke? I'm afraid not. What is it then?
Well, it's here in today's paper. Parents may think they are protecting children from secondhand smoke when they smoke outside their home or only when the children are not there.But now researchers are warning about what they call third-hand smoke. When you smoke, dangerous matter from cigarettes gets into your hair and clothing. As babies are the weakest, when you come to a baby, you pass it to the baby and increase the chances of disease in the baby.
Is that so? In that case, I have to say that I should never get close to a baby.
That's right.Actually, all smoking parents should do the same, or better, give it up completely. Bob, I'm sure you know about secondhand smoke.
Of course, I do.
But have you heard about third-hand smoke?
Third-hand smoke? I'm afraid not. What is it then?
Well, it's here in today's paper. Parents may think they are protecting children from secondhand smoke when they smoke outside their home or only when the children are not there. But now researchers are warning about what they call third-hand smoke. When you smoke, dangerous matter from cigarettes gets into your hair and clothing. As babies are the weakest, when you come to a baby,You pass it to the baby and increase the chances of disease in the baby.
Is that so? In that case, I have to say that I should never get close to a baby.
That's right. Actually, all smoking parents should do the same, or better, give it up completely.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hello, welcome to our program, Today's City. I'm Larry. We're going to Louisville, Kentucky, where our guest Michelle Ray comes from. She is proud of her middle-sized city with a small-town feel and big city dreams. Now, Michelle, tell us about your city.
Thank you, Larry. Here's my city. Louisville is my city. The first place I take a visitor from out of town.Is to the Highlands for shopping and nightlife. When I have delicious Asian food, I always go to the Zen Garden, which provides wonderful all-vegetable dishes.
Wow, that's interesting. Many people go for healthy food now.
You can say that again. If I want to go camping and fishing, I go to the Red River area. For complete quiet,I can hide away in my house with a good book from one of our public libraries.
That all sounds very exciting. I'm sure some of our listeners will include Louisville in their travel plan for their next holiday. Thank you, Michelle. Hello, welcome to our program, Today's City. I'm Larry. We're going to Louisville, Kentucky, where our guest Michelle Ray comes from. She is proud of her middle-sized city with a small-town feel and big city dreams. Now, Michelle, tell us about your city.
Thank you, Larry. Here's my city. Louisville is my city. The first place I take a visitor from out of town is to the Highlands for shopping and nightlife. When I have delicious Asian food, I always go to the Zen Garden, which provides wonderful all-vegetable dishes.
Wow, that's interesting. Many people go for healthy food now.
You can say that again. If I want to go camping and fishing, I go to the Red River area. For complete quiet, I can hide away in my house with a good book from one of our public libraries.
That all sounds very exciting. I'm sure some of our listeners will include Louisville in their travel plan for their next holiday. Thank you, Michelle.
听下面一段对话，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
We are glad to have Dr. Garfield to talk to us today about dreams. Let me start by asking the first question. Does everyone dream?
It appears that everyone does. Mostly, when people say that they never dream, what they really mean is that they don't remember their dreams, or they don't think their dreams are important. The reason behind is that they might have been made fun of as a child when they first reported their dreams, or it was so frightening that they just turned off dreaming completely. The other day, someone named Davis came to me and said that he used to be a great dreamer, but suddenly he stopped having dreams. I asked him what had happened. It turned out that his brother died of a heart attack, and he never expected that such a terrible thing would happen to a young person. Generally, when there was some frightening event, and to dream about it was too terrible, people prefer not to dream about it. Actually, the worst thing you can do is stop dreaming, because it means that the bad experience was too painful to even appear in dreams. As long as you're dreaming about it, and even if the dreams are frightening, your mind is working on it. My personal opinion about what dreams do is that they help us deal with our problems. We see certain patterns take place in dreams when a person is hurt deep inside, when a person is seriously ill, or when a person has been really sad. If people turn off their dreams totally, it means they don't allow themselves to even think about it.
We are glad to have Dr. Garfield to talk to us today about dreams. Let me start by asking the first question. Does everyone dream?
It appears that everyone does. Mostly, when people say that they never dream, what they really mean is that they don't remember their dreams, or they don't think their dreams are important. The reason behind is that they might have been made fun of as a child when they first reported their dreams, or it was so frightening that they just turned off dreaming completely. The other day, someone named Davis came to me and said that he used to be a great dreamer, but suddenly he stopped having dreams. I asked him what had happened. It turned out that his brother died of a heart attack, and he never expected that such a terrible thing would happen to a young person. Generally, when there was some frightening event, and to dream about it was too terrible, people prefer not to dream about it. Actually, the worst thing you can do is stop dreaming, because it means that the bad experience was too painful to even appear in dreams. As long as you're dreaming about it, and even if the dreams are frightening, your mind is working on it. My personal opinion about what dreams do is that they help us deal with our problems. We see certain patterns take place in dreams when a person is hurt deep inside, when a person is seriously ill, or when a person has been really sad. If people turn off their dreams totally, it means they don't allow themselves to even think about it.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。